And that's one of the things about religion that we have to remember when we're talking about that makes it such a hot topic issue is because we're talking about law. Who gets to be God? Who gets to be God's deputies? Who is the Most High? Who is the divine authority? It's all about the claim to the Most High. The only way that somebody can be higher than us is if we give away our power. Because there's nobody. We're all equal. But we're not equal in our knowledge. So ultimately, I think it does have to be a hierarchy, but it has to be a cooperative hierarchy, like a bee colony. It's about what our value system is, what we care about.
Hello, Hive Mind. Today is July 2nd, 2020. I am your host, Nate Kapp. Welcome to the 9th Cubbyhole Podcast, where important topics are unveiled, discussed, and tested. Our website is cubbyhole.com. That's CubbyHole.com. I'm going solo today, and on this show, I will be talking about and teaching moral relativism, natural law, and objective morality. What it means and why it's so important. These topics will be covered extensively throughout the next few shows, and I know this information has the power to make some serious positive change and evolution if understood and applied properly. I also know I'm not alone in knowing that. A few things I'd like to recap, which is what it's been like building a website, advertising the seed for growth event, and starting a podcast in the last few months. Back in March, I created the Cubbyhole website, which is definitely no joke, and it is very frustrating. I mainly created it for the seed event to help Brandon, who's been putting tons of work to get it together so it can function properly. So I can only imagine that type of task. And these things aren't easy, but if we want to see a better world, there are some important things that need to be done, like, you know, putting this type of information out. And just so people know, the Seed for Growth event has been postponed till May of 2021, and Brandon will have an update on that on the next show. So keep an eye out for that. I wanted to talk about the podcast a little bit before we go further. I bought a Zoom LiveTrack podcast audio machine, which is really nice, and I highly recommend it if you're going to do a podcast. It runs for about $400, which was a sacrifice at the time because I lost my job as a result of what's going on right now. And of course, it was well worth it to start a podcast with. I'd say if anyone is serious about starting their own show here in America, it's going to cost at least $1,500 just to have something decent. That's not bad to me, but I know there are cheaper ways. But in my opinion, quality information should be getting out there with quality equipment and quality skill sets. And if we want people to receive this type of info on a larger scale, that's what we're going to have to do. Also, I'd like to give another thanks to our guest who we've had on so far, and that is Dylan and Leah McCormick. You guys were amazing. Definitely check out podcasts 4 and 6 to hear Dylan's wisdom on the right of self-defense and Leah's deep understanding of the esoteric relationship. Also, I want to thank my mother, Indica Martin, for coming on the show, number 7. Talking about her amazing new children's art book called Give to Nature and Nature Will Give to You, which is dealing with the Hermetic principles and natural law. It's definitely a fantastic little children's art book, for sure. And of course, Douglas Martin for his stellar work on the ancient Egyptian hero cults, aka the stellar, lunar, and solar mythos, and among much, much more on that show. Number 8, Holy Moly. I'm really excited to have them all come back on here too, for sure. And Brandon, thank you for doing a couple solo shows. Obviously, you're going to do a lot more solo shows here in the future, but especially 3 and 5. You did a really great job getting into truth discovery and problem solving. That's something that is really much needed with this type of information that we're putting out. And I want to say that that is really what we're trying to do right now with natural law and the trivium and the quadrivium, truth discovery. It's all about laying the foundation, which is the prerequisites to what's to come for the rest of the show. So that way we have a better understanding of where we are going with this type of information and why it's so important. And before we go further, the information you are about to hear isn't anything new. And it's not owned by anyone or told by only one person. This information is our human right, not only to know and have available, but to live by and share with others as well. So something to think about here is what relativism and absolutism truly are. You can't have somethingness without nothingness. You can't have nothingness without somethingness. You can't have everything be relative without something being absolute. It's like making a statement that, you know, everything is relative, which then, by that logic, the statement itself is absolute, right? It seems most people have somewhat of an understanding of what moral relativism means, what it is. But what we are going to attempt to help people see is how to really understand the depths of moral relativism by a method called apophysis. And the spelling of that is A-P-O-P-H-A-S-I-S. And this means the practice of describing something by stating which characteristics it does not have, especially because human thought or language is believed to be insufficient to describe it fully or accurately. It's about affirmation through negation. So we're going to explain what moral relativism is through what it is not. Then we will get into how to understand what a right is by understanding what a wrong is. That is really, really important to understand. Apophysis. A big part of the belief in moral relativity stems from the atheistic worldview, but you can see it in the institutionalized religious worldviews as well. And I find it pretty often that most people that believe this also believe that what a right is a decision by the majority of the people or by government. Now think about that. If we are staying true to logic, then that means a society that determines what a right is can, by definition, determine that it is right for an old man to rape little boys. That's if we are staying true to that logic. And if you're an atheist or Christian, don't think this is about pointing the finger at you. We are just trying to help people understand where the flaws of man's laws are and why it's a dangerous worldview just by that logic itself. People used to think black human slavery was a right just because Either it was agreed upon by the mob, aka the majority, or because the government said it was a right. I hope that's making a strong point in people's minds. It's really important to understand that logic, or the lack thereof. Very, very important. I know when I was younger, I definitely knew that I wanted to treat people the way I wanted to be treated. You know, the golden rule. But I also never really felt like there was any, you know, true consequences either. So I started wondering, you know, why is it that there are so many wars in this world? Why are there so many police brutalities? You know, why do we kill certain beings so much, like it's nothing? I asked myself, what is really going on here? Why is there so much destruction? Then I started to question, what is it with our behavior? Because that seems to be why so much of this is happening. I asked myself, why can't I figure this out? And as I progressed through my awakening, I came across some really powerful information that has really helped me understand the reason why these things are happening and just how simple it is to know, because I invested a lot of time into this information that we are sharing with you. And I know now that the behavior that we are putting into the universe at all times is being intelligently and naturally measured. Measured with consequence. And that means when I do, or you, or any human being with the capacity of reasoning and logic generates a behavioral action that causes any type of harm to someone else, that action is literally being intelligently measured by the law of the universe. That might sound crazy or unlikely, but let's look at it logically and ask why that is. Well, it's because we are here to learn lessons. And one of the most important lessons of what it means to be human is to not take something that doesn't belong to us or support any action that generates harm. And how else could we ever learn the lesson if there wasn't such thing as moral law of the universe? A law that governs our behavior so that we are able to learn from our mistakes or from other people's mistakes. So how do we know what behavior or action that we took or take is or was a wrong? Well, we know that a behavior is a wrong because there is an intelligent consequence that comes with it, whether it be over time or simultaneous, whether it be happening to us when we are aware or not. So that being said, we have the potential to learn our lesson from what we do when it is wrong. And it's the same with, you know, if you get the wrong answer on a math test, there's a reason that it's a wrong answer. And that's because it's a lesson. 3 + 2 can never equal 6. And that's pretty self-evident. That number will always be wrong in that equation. These lessons are here to help us understand that there is a right answer and there is a wrong answer. And when it comes to moral law, aka natural law, there is an objective difference between right and wrong. Many people think of the law of the jungle, or they hear the word law and think it means, you know, only laws of man. And under man's law in the judicial system, how can you have something be illegal in one country or state and legal in the others? How can something be legal today and illegal tomorrow, especially if man's law is supposedly based in what's right and what's wrong? So, natural law is made up of universal spiritual laws that govern the consequences of human behavior, like moral law and karmic law. And so natural is inherent, having a basis in nature, reality, and truth. It's not made or caused by humankind. Law is an existing condition which is binding and immutable. So it's something that can't be changed. It's fixed. And that's that's uppercase law. Natural law is based upon principles and truth which are inherent to the creation. This is the opposite of man's laws, which are mostly mental constructs based in dogma, and they're not aligned in natural law. And if they are, then it's redundant. And this type of information is not something that requires belief. Because, if you were driving your car off of a cliff and you say, "Oh, I don't believe in gravity." Well, good luck. Your car is going to fly all the way down to the ground and smash and splat. And if you drive off the cliff and say, "I believe in gravity," well, same result. Doesn't matter. And that is exactly how the law of nature works. Same as gravity. Both are fixed laws that we are bound to. One happens to measure our behavior and the consequences of our behavior. And the other one measures weight. So, what are the natural law transgressions? What is it that goes against natural law? What is it? What is a wrong? Well, the transgressions that go against natural law are murder, assault, rape, theft, trespassing, coercion, and lying. So there really are only 7 wrongdoings. And what is it about each one of those that makes it a wrongdoing? Well, they're all forms of theft. They all amount to theft, each one of them. So murder is about taking someone's life without just cause. And that life does not belong to you. And then you have assault, which is taking another person's physical well-being without just cause. And that well-being does not belong to you. That physical well-being does not belong to you. And rape is about taking someone else's free will sexual consent that does not belong to you. Theft is about taking property which does not belong to you. Trespassing is about taking a person's personal space or their place of dwelling, taking their security, and that is something that does not belong to you. And then we have coercion, which is taking another person's free will, which does not belong to you. And then we have lying, which is about taking another person's ability to engage in informed decision making. And again, it does not belong to you. These transgressions are violations against natural rights, and do not harmonize with natural law. Thus, they are based in wrong action and constitute violence, a degree of violence. Some way worse than others, but either way, they go against natural law. And here is what I believe to be the most important knowledge there is. The difference, or the objective difference, between right and wrong. Right is correct and based in truth. Like what I was talking about with the, you know, the math test. If, you know, like if it's 4 plus 4 and it's 8, the answer is 8, well, that's correct. It's based in truth. A right is moral and it's based in natural law. And the, I think what really needs to be understood is this next thing that I'm going to say, because I think, you know, as long as people have this understanding, it's really what's going to help them immensely. And that is, a right is an action. A right is an action that does not cause harm to other sentient beings. Okay, so let's look at what an objective wrong is. A wrong is incorrect and not based in truth. So, like I said on the math equation, 2 plus 3 does not equal 6. So that means it is wrong, it's incorrect. A wrong is immoral and not based in natural law. When it comes to behavior, and an action based in a wrongdoing results in harm to other sentient beings. So, wrong, when you're talking about the moral objective wrong, you're talking about human behavior. So, a human behavior that causes harm is a wrong, and especially if it's an intentional cause, okay, that's a wrongdoing. So this goes back to the apophatic method, which is understanding a wrong will help us understand what a right is. And obviously, if there's only 7 wrongs that we know of, well, that means that everything else, every action in the universe other than those 7 transgressions is a right. Because why? Well, because it doesn't cause harm to other sentient beings. And this information can't be stressed enough and definitely needs to be taught more, especially by those who know this information and want to see less harm and more freedom in this world. And thanks to those who are putting the extra efforts to do that extreme task, you're greatly appreciated. This work is definitely not easy. So, that is all the time we have today, guys. Thanks for tuning in and giving this information your attention. You can find more of our work here at cubbyhole.com. You'll find news, updates, videos, and more. So we hope you have found value here today, and please tune in to the next show where we go deeper into natural law, and you definitely will not want to miss that. Thank you, and have a great day.